Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. With Melbourne Design Week currently underway, we thought it timely to bring attention to one title after the Australian ugliness. Co-published by the National Gallery of Victoria and Thames and Hudson Australia, the book is a response to Australian architect Robin Boyd's seminal text published in 1960 called The Australian Ugliness. We caught up with the book's editor, Naomi Stead.
One of the things about Robin Boyd is that he remains the most popular and widely read and influential and engaging architecture critic that Australia has ever had. The Australian Ugliness is certainly his most famous book and most influential book. So it was published in 1960, and amazingly, for a work of architectural commentary and kind of cultural critique, it's still in print and it's still selling. But I think one of the things about the original Boyd, what this book tries to pick up on, is that he was an absolutely staunch advocate for the value of architecture, the power of architecture, and what architecture could contribute to the world. I mean, these days it's very easy to think of architecture as a kind of niche practice for the 1%. But I and others within the discipline just hold on to the idea that it can and should be more than that. Boyd was absolutely, you know, he was out there, he was on the radio, he's writing children's books, he's doing TV, he's writing in the newspaper, everywhere as an advocate, and he's educating a popular audience in a not at all condescending way. But all the time, he's arguing for what architecture can do, even on modest budgets, even small houses. And I think that is a super important lesson. We can't let that go. And that's one of the things that I hope comes out of the new book as well. I mean, it's kind of fascinating that you can take a 60-year-old text and still have a pretty lively discussion about the issues that it raises. And, you know, looking back on the Australian Ugliness and its legacy, but really also looking forward into the future and what Australia is doing now. But one of the things we were particularly interested in doing is diversifying the voices. So Boyd was a real towering figure in Australian culture and obviously in architecture. But, you know, he was very singular. He was a singular kind of authorial voice. And in this book, we've got 20 essays by a much, much more diverse range of perspectives and lived experiences. Boyd talked about the Gold Coast, which is in Queensland, as what he called Austerica, like a kind of poor man's version of America, basically. But in the book, for instance, we've got an essay by Ben Law, who's quite well known as a, let's call him media personality, talking about what it's like to grow up as a child of first generation migrants, a gay kid in the Gold Coast. So you see what I mean? It's like the lived experience of what Boyd was writing about 60 years ago and what it's like now for a diverse Australia and the people living in that place to actually live in these places and have their childhoods and grow up and move away. For me, what's interesting about Boyd's book and also the new book is really when we go past aesthetic questions of architectural style or, let's say, decoration or ornament, and we start to think about how aesthetic questions open onto socio-cultural questions and how, you know, like the suburbs, for example, there is ugliness in the suburbs. You know, there's murder and domestic violence and, you know, bad things happen in the suburbs. At the same time, there's a hell of a lot of people having very happy, fulfilled, inclusive lives in the suburbs, and they don't care about architects' snobby notions of what constitutes quality. The Australian Ugliness, it's a dense and it's a complex book, the original one, and I would say that the new one is also dense and complex, but which befits the kind of richness, let's say, contradiction and complexity of Australia and our national identity as a whole, and also our architectural identity and built environment.
My thanks to Naomi Stead there. She was speaking with Nick Manise. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.